Hello and welcome to another edition of Jedi and Germs on the Jazz, a weekly podcast brought to you by TornbySports.com. I'm Alan Zog, the Jedi, and tonight I bring you a special treat as John English and I got together in Salt Lake at the Utah Jazz draft party to watch the NBA draft. So I bring you discussion, reaction, conversation regarding tonight's draft, the Jazz, what it could mean for them, what our thoughts are on the player that was drafted, Trey Lyles. And also we are joined by a couple of our friends to discuss the draft and, again, reaction from a few of our friends here as to what Trey Lyles can bring for the Utah Jazz. Hope you enjoy it. And kind of this was a filler. John and I haven't gotten together for a couple of weeks, had a lot going on, and figured this would be a good option or good opportunity for you guys to hear a little bit of Jedi and Germs and hear it live on location at the draft party. We hope to be back in the studio to do our next episode in a couple of weeks, maybe next week, hoping next week, and get ready to talk summer league basketball coming up. But in the meantime, enjoy this short segment that we bring to you from Energy Solutions. Again, brought to you by TornbySports.com. Folks, go to TornbySports.com where you can find all your local coverage from fans' perspectives all over the state of Utah. Let's take you straight to Energy Solutions Arena for the conversation that John and I had. Welcome to a live edition of Jedi and Germs on the Jazz, brought to you by TornbySports.com. I'm Alan Zog, the Jedi, alongside John English, the Germs guy. We're at ESA Draft Night 2015. We're just about to wind down the first round. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. We're listening to loud music, but we're trying to record this and see how we're doing. Our emotions are still raw as we're kind of absorbing the Trey Lyles pick. What did you think of it?
I'm indifferent. I don't know a lot about Trey Lyles. Yes, I haven't done my homework. Probably haven't watched enough of Locke's stuff on him either. I'm kind of indifferent either way. I was fine with whatever went down in the draft tonight, honestly. I mean, if they surprised me, great. What do you think?
I think the players they really wanted all left right before it got to them. It sounds like Trey Lyles had a really impressive workout when he was here, and that influenced what they were doing. They wanted him to be a stretch four. He hit a lot of threes when he worked out for him. Seems like a good character guy. There seems to be a lot of potential there. They think that because he played out of position, that they'll be able to develop him more as a stretch four here. I hear all this, but I also think that he could have been there if they had traded down to 14 or 15 and maybe tried to pick up some more assets. So I'm a little, you know, I'm not as enthused because I feel like they could have got more rather than just straight up using the 12th pick on him.
So you and I have talked. You thought Booker was the prime candidate at 12. I think a lot of Jazz fans obviously thought that. I think a lot of media thought that, including, I mean, you were telling me CBS has already given out a draft grade. You said they gave the Jazz, what, a D?
They gave a D. He said, we already have favors, and we're trying to get Millsap. And when you're in the lottery, you probably want to look for what your weakest position is in your starting lineup and go for something there. And we're obviously very strong with our big men in Favors and Gobert. So as we're taking Lyles, are we purposely trading to just get a solid bench guy, a solid guy to join our rotation, rather than maybe take a risk on someone that might have more potential? Maybe someone like a Kelly Oubre, who is a bigger unknown, might need more development, but might have a higher ceiling.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio as coming here. I don't have an opinion necessarily on Trey Lyles. Listening to the radio, listening to Spence talking about how, if anything, this shows a little confidence in the Jazz brass in their two guard lineup as it is with Alec Burks and with Rodney Hood, and maybe they expect big things out of them. Hey, everybody that knows me knows I'm a Burks fan. So I'm okay with that idea. I think Burks and Hood have a lot to prove in the coming year. Maybe that had something to do with the draft pick. I don't know.
you know, part of me, I mean, by the time people listen to this, we'll know. But right now, I'm kind of hoping we take our 2 second-round picks and get back into the late first round and try to get another pick. RJ Hunter's still out there. There are a couple guys they could probably move up and take. Or maybe they get Patrick Connaughton, or however you say his name, from Notre Dame. I'm guessing right now they use number 42 on him, and then they use their other pick on some Euro.
All right. Well, we got a little treat tonight, too, since we're sitting live at the draft. We've got some friends from Twitter hanging with us tonight. We got Dave Horan, Downright Dave. We got his brother, John. And we've got Sam. Sam, forget your Twitter handle. SamJudd17. Sam Judkin sitting alongside us. I'm going to ask each of you guys to give me your impressions on everything to this point. Any surprises in the draft, too? I'll start with you, Dave.
So far, I think things went mostly to plan. I think everything that's been said so far, I agree with. I think Lyle's the one thing that Locke said about his workout when he came here to Utah. He made 25 out of 40 corner threes. And if he can do that with the Jazz, I think that will really add something that none of our other bigs do have. So I'm beginning to come to grips with it being an okay pick.
25 of 40, folks. That's 62% for those of you who haven't done the math. That's a lot. And while we're speaking, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson goes at number 23 to
Portland. Portland just sent away Batum, so that's a pretty good pick for them.
There you have it. Portland moves. Batum picks up Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. Not a bad move for Portland. Sam, what do you think?
I was surprised that Justice Winslow fell as far as he did. I wish that we could have traded to 9 to get Winslow. I think Kaminsky could have been on the board for Charlotte at 12. But I'm happy with Trey Lyles. I think he feels a need. And I think we have confidence in our shooters that we have. And maybe we get back into the first round and draft RJ Hunter. You never know.
There you have it. We've already had RJ Hunter now mentioned twice. Guys, watch out. Maybe that's a name to watch for. And by tomorrow, we're all going to know what's going on. And you guys are all going to hear this tomorrow, so that's all right. Last but not least, John, give us your thoughts on tonight.
I didn't really know Trey Lyles at all before we drafted him, but hearing what our president had to say, sounds like he has a really good work ethic, good personality. We've heard about the corner three ability. Sounds like he's played three and can play the four. Sounds like a good pick to back up our team that we have already that we like, and he'll just be another piece.
All right, there you go. I think we've had some meh tonight. I think that's a good way of putting it. A little bit of gas delivered, you know, kind of released from the Energy Solutions tonight. Maybe not a lot of excitement, but who knows? John, what do you think free agency moving forward? I mean, I think we can look forward past the draft now. What's next?
Well, they're going to look at the higher coveted free agents. I know they want to take a run at Jimmy Butler. Maybe they look at Danny Green from the Spurs. Try to get that piece that they feel like can get them back in the playoffs. I still think they might look at getting another guard. It looks like, you know, as of this second as I'm saying this, that they're going to give Trey Burke another year and see if he can't progress in his development. But I'm still wondering about what they're going to do to beef up their backcourt. We have a lot of good 2-3 guys, but we don't really have a lot of good 1-2 guys. We have Exum and we have Burke, and we're putting a lot of faith on their improvement and development in order to get us to the playoffs next year.
I agree. I think that puts a lot of additional pressure on Alec Burks coming back from injury to perform. And to perform not only at the two, but if things aren't working at the point, we might see Burks next year a little bit playing kind of some combo opportunity for the Jazz, maybe if things don't work out for Trey or Exum immediately.
Well, we've seen Burks at the one, and it didn't really work that well. I think Hood showed a lot of playmaking abilities and ball handling abilities, and I think we'll probably see more of that, of Hood bringing stuff up the floor. But overall, the Jazz is the young enough team that is just as long as everyone improves on the trajectories they're showing, except they want Dante and Trey to improve a little quicker, then they'll be fine. They'll be in the playoffs. You know, Hayward ought to be a 20-point-a-game guy. Favors, you know, if he just improves a little bit and he's an 18-and-8 guy, great. Rudy, who knows what he's going to be? If he develops a Dirk shot like Dirk's coach is trying to develop him, then we have one of the top 10 players in the NBA, you know? So I'm full of optimism for this team. The more I dwell on it, the more I'm going to talk myself into the Lyles pick at 12. I think... I'm excited for Summer League. I wasn't sure if I was going to go. Now I'm going to see if I can't go. You know, a lot of interesting stuff going on.
I have to point everybody to the fact that Fox 13 came and interviewed you earlier, and you guaranteed the playoffs next year, did you not?
Did I say guarantee? Whether or not I did, I stand by it. Whether or not I did, I stand by it. I think the Jazz will be a playoff team next year. My only asterisk is the Suns. If they beat us by one game in the eighth spot, it'll be because they took Booker.
Hey, I'm just going to say right now, a few weeks back we had our picks for the NBA Finals. I said Golden State in six. John said in five. And then he turns around and comes back with the Dellavedova
asterisk.
So now I'm wondering if he's going to put an asterisk on the Jazz making the playoffs next year. But for now, John says Jazz in the playoffs, and I can't disagree with that at all. Anything else you want to cover tonight, or are we good? This is going to be a short little kind of put-together deal.
You know, we're good for now. What the Jazz do with their second-round picks is still a ways away. So we'll throw this up and then see what happens after that.
All right, we can't ever end a Jedi and Germs without talking about movies. John, what's your movie of the month right now, or of the week, or where are we at right now movie-wise?
I took my kids to see Inside Out, which is Pixar's new movie, and I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was Pixar return to form movie magic. Glad that they're not doing as many sequels as they used to do. I loved everything about it. I loved the voice work. I loved the creativity, the animation. The little short at the beginning was fun too. So I thought it was good.
I have to agree. Took my family to see Inside Out too. We enjoyed it. It was a beautiful, beautiful film. Probably, I think, the best movie I've ever seen Pixar do. I think it might rank right up there at the top. So have to say I enjoyed it as well. How about the rest of y'all sitting here? Anybody else seen any good movies lately you enjoyed?
Jurassic Park.
There you go. Sam says Jurassic World. What do you got, John and Dave? What do you guys got?
Same thing. Jurassic World is awesome.
That's all I've seen.
All right, there you have it. So if you haven't seen Jurassic World, if you haven't seen Inside Out, there's your two movies to see coming up. They've been great movies. Folks, we want to thank you for joining in for a shortened edition of Jedi and Germs this week, but John and I haven't gotten together for a couple weeks. You know, me in Vegas, just been busy, but thought we'd take an opportunity tonight, draft night, get together. You can find us on Twitter, at Jedi and Germs, at Germs Guy, and at Jedi Zog, and our producer, who I am going to give all sorts of props to because he's going to have to edit this later, at Torn by Devin. We love you, man. You're great. As always, thanks for joining us. Look for us on iTunes. I can't leave a podcast without telling John, take us out.
If you want me to leave, fine. I'll leave.
Goodbye.
All right, folks, that wraps it up for yet another edition of Jedi and Germs on the Jazz. We appreciate you listening. Please find us on iTunes and Stitcher, Jedi and Germs on the Jazz. Leave us reviews. Leave us comments. We love reviews. We love comments. Love the feedback. So you can find us on Twitter. Feel free to hit us up. Contact us. We are open to discussion. And if you bring up discussion, comments, concerns, we're open to bringing them up on the show and talking about them. So feel free to get at us. We enjoy the feedback. Thanks again for listening. Hope to hear from you soon. And look for us next time.